I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm great, man. I was watching horse racing behind you.
I know. I do.
Aqueduct was fast, apparently.
Nick is obviously
huge. We have
the
NFL Network. Turn that on.
It's your cable subscription.
The combine's going on.
Because whenever Nick is not on TV,
you hear that?
Fill in with the
some guy at
stuff.
The combine last night from Penn State. His name's named Chop.
You're talking about the guy who
Chop
like
Robinson,
350 pounds.
Like well, he's but he was a defensive end. He's really good. I saw him play in college, but he. As a defensive end, he ran like a 4.4 40 yesterday.
Okay, I did. I just saw that for defensive end.
Chop Robinson.
Did you see?
That was pretty crazy.
Speaking of the 40, did you see Tom Brady's thing on Instagram?
Yeah, he beat himself.
Yeah, did you see that snow cone? I don't remember exactly what the time was, but Brady talked about
today
what
today he beat his.
It was on Instagram like yesterday.
Today's new time. Okay. Yeah, he beat his.
Yeah,
wow.
At 46, he beat the time that
we
got
to start doing that TB12, man. Like
that's a pretty good commercial for it, right? I mean, I don't know what else you need because he beat it more than once. It was like he kept getting lower. Actually, you can go Instagram.
Mikey's running.
Oh, here you go.
Mikey Shanistrill.
This is from his Instagram, snow cone.
24 years ago, I ran a 5.28 40-yard dash. If we have some extra time, maybe we give the 40 one more shot. Let's see if we can level up. Let's go.
Come on, go.
5.18. 5.12 on the second.
If you do that 25 years ago, you get drafted.
That was fun. Next year, it's going to be faster.
Yeah, so he's 46. He ran a 5.28 at 22. He ran a 5.12 the other day. So faster now.
There you go.
At 22. That's definitely not. I don't think that I'm in any way better at anything that requires athleticism now. Not
Did
that I was
see,
ever any good then, but.
Chris Jones talk about this?
About the combine?
Yeah.
No. What
man. He ran his 40 and his fell out.
What? Well, like
out of his underwear, and there's
is he wearing gym shorts?
His wiener's flapping.
Oh, okay, but it's not out.
It's out of his pants.
Oh, it's like you can see it, yeah, like when my brother said goodbye to my mom.
Yeah,
that
he
day.
Presented it.
Oh, wow. Okay, I mean, you'd think you'd wear underwear and...
I think it was just the way they wear. Look, if you look what they wear, somehow, I mean, I'm guessing...
You're trying to wear something like
this. Chris Jones is well endowed, apparently, and it came through the little hole there.
Yeah, I guess you need a better pocket for your fly. I don't know. Yes. There are certain boxers, men will know, where it does fall out sometimes. And there's others where,
I don't know what exactly they wear, but they call them the Underwear Olympics. That's what they call them, so...
Yeah. So,
anyway, these guys are running. Nobody's interested in this but me, but it's interesting.
No, obviously people are interested because I see it talked about online constantly. And I had even seen, and I'm not a huge sports guy, I had seen what you were talking about. I saw a headline.
About that defensive end guy?
Yeah. And I saw images of him running.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like it. You see those guys, if you're a big college football fan, then you know who Chop Robinson is. But if you're not, and you're even a casual college football fan, you watch, but... You don't really need to know who that guy is, right?
Right.
He's on the third or fourth best team in the Big Ten. Who cares? I like to see, man, that guy probably made himself in that 40-yard dash $2-3 million yesterday.
How so?
Because he's faster than he's going to move up in slots. Right. Everybody's like, oh, yeah. You were a late first rounder, second rounder. Yeah. Now they're like 4-4-7. Yeah. Ooh-wee, somebody's going to take him 16th. You mean you make yourself money, man.
Yeah.
There was a guy on Michigan last year. It was just a pretty average defensive back, and he ran like a 4.25, and he probably made himself $5-6 million just running that 40. Crazy.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah,
I'm sure you get nervous when you're getting up there like this.
I did like seeing both the Harbaugh brothers though, and this is too football centric, but everybody runs the 40. They were standing at the 20, the brothers, because they both coach in the NFL now, timing the big guys' 20s. And they were talking about, they're like, "What? This guy's never going to run a 40-yard dash.
I
want to get him in 20. I would say, how fast can you move 20? I don't care if you get tired at 25 and you run slower.
I've thought that before.
Got me too.
I'm like, why are they running that far? That is never going to happen. I mean, maybe twice in their career if they have a long career and they pick up a ball. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's just not going to be an issue.
They're just, rumbling. You don't need it.
It's not going to be an issue. Someone's going to be faster, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Speaking of the draft.
Anyway, sorry about that.
I saw that I don't know who the guy is. Some pro football guy, writer. Pro Football Focus? Have you ever heard of Pro Football?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
PFF?
I
know that.
I think that's what it was. I'm just making sure I'm saying it right.
Is that Collinsworth?
Yeah. He owns it, I think.
Oh, does he? Yeah. Okay. So someone from there, I think it was there, was saying the Chiefs obviously have the number 32 pick overall, and they won the Super Bowl. But someone from there was saying that the Chiefs should get this wide receiver from Georgia. Now, I don't watch college football, so I don't know.
Ladd McConkey?
Yeah, Ladd McConkey.
Ladd McConkey, Phil McConkey's son.
Ladd McConkey. Oh, old Phil man's son.
Well, I thought maybe you would know him only because he played for the Giants with Phil Sims. No, he was a really good wide receiver.
I don't remember McConkey at all.
Phil McConkey's son.
At that point, I was a kid. I mean, I was really little. I was good to know if I knew
the quarterback's name. We got to go receiver first, right?
LT's he was a star, though. Phil McConkey was a star.
What did they call him? They called him something.
But Ladd McConkey's good. But I don't think they'll need to. I don't know. I don't need no.
Ultra smooth route runner, as they said, would be the ideal first pick.
That's what they say about white guys, man. White guys. Oh, man, he can run a route. Hoo-wee, he can run a route. I tell you what, this guy, high football IQ. Goes over the middle. Man, that guy can catch a ball over the middle.
The high IQ thing,
It's funny.
I guess it's changed a little bit. I shouldn't say that. I bet you Phil McConkey's pretty fast. And Christian McCaffrey's the best running back. Yeah. And he's white.
But
so
you
the
watch
world's
McCaffrey,
changed.
And honestly, and this is going to sound racist, but I'm like, is he black? Because he's so fast and so good. And I know it probably is racist, but I watch him and I'm like, man, white?
But, highlights of white running backs, with the exception of,
it's way different.
Yeah, of course. It's John Riggins and Mike Allstott, guys that can't tackle.
Yeah, a lot of it's in black and white.
Right, and they're getting tackled from behind,
And just watching how they, just watching white people in general. I don't know. There's something about McCaffrey that it is totally hard to believe, and I might get in trouble for that, but I know.
There's a guy just made himself money. Look at that.
What he did?
Some guy who just ran like 3 yards faster than Sauce Gardner, a cornerback from Toledo.
Oh,
that's what you like to see. Like, this guy played at Toledo, man. You're like, man, you just made yourself money.
I was watching something last night. I thought of you. There was there's a show, Murder Under the Friday Night Lights, and I know you like Friday Night Lights.
I've watched that before.
I like true crime. Okay, I thought maybe we had discussed an episode or two. There's a new season out.
Okay.
And there's a story that I don't remember, but apparently ESPN covered it at the time. But there was a kicker who became a punter. He was a kicker, a punter. He played for Northern Colorado, University of Northern Colorado.
Okay.
And they had been a D2 school, but they had just gotten moved up to D1. I don't remember which conference there, and it's like the Big Sky Conference. Does that sound right?
Man, maybe? This is, you're tying it all together, because if I'm correct, Dylan McCaffrey's brother played at Northern Colorado.
Oh,
and
really?
Or Chris McCaffrey, and his dad coaches there.
Really?
Well, this is almost like you planned it.
Wow, yeah. Well, that's why I brought it up. But, I was watching an episode of it last night, of this show last night, and they were talking about this kicker who, on the team, there were three or four different kickers who were kind of fighting for the position or whatever, but they're all on the team, I guess. And this dude is, I guess he's the best punter. They make it out like he was the best punter.
Right.
He thought he was going to the NFL. Like, he had actual hopes. Now, I don't know if you're playing at that school what the odds are. But if you're a good punter, maybe. Right. I don't know.
I don't think it matters.
They acted like he was great, but they could have just been saying that for the show. But he's walking to his car one night, or maybe he'd just gotten out of his car, and it's dark out, and some guy comes up to him in a hooded sweatshirt with the hood pulled all the way around, so just his like eyeballs and nose is showing. And he starts stabbing him. He tries stabbing him in the chest or the stomach, according to the guy who got stabbed. But he says that he fell on his back, and when the guy lunged at him to stab him in the chest, he put his legs up like this. But he'd already been stabbed at that point in the leg.
So that's like his punting leg.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
So this guy lunges at him to try and stab him again, but he puts his legs up. Well, turned out to be a different kicker, on the team. And I was like, I've never heard that story before.
Me neither.
They interviewed a guy from ESPN, and he was like, you could tell he was kind of like, we wouldn't normally cover this school all that much. But he's like, you got a kicker stabbing another kicker on the team. That's crazy.
And
then I was thinking, the only other example I can think of, like,
is
Nancy Kerrigan.
Baylor stuff.
What was?
I don't remember exactly what happened. Somebody killed somebody at Baylor. We watched a documentary about it.
Because they were on the same team?
No.
But someone who was competing.
We watched a documentary about it. Dishonored or something. Me and you both watched it years ago.
That ain't at this point. Good luck with that. Yeah, the only time I can think of like athletes trying to take each other out by physically harming them as a competitor or a teammate is
the documentary of the boxer who finally admits that he took the padding out of the gloves when he boxed the guy.
Okay, yeah,
that's
you know
great
what?
Documentary.
That's
and they tracked that guy down. He's like, I didn't know anything about it. And by the end of it, he's like, man.
And that was low key, a lot more low key. But
and I remember people accusing him of it.
That still counts.
It's called Disgraced.
Disgraced. There you go.
2017.
All right, Netflix. Wrapped it all up. So hopefully, some of this thought salad that we had here to open up a Friday, hopefully you found it interesting. I think there was some good stuff in there. Funny. What do you think?
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! What's going on?
All right, so you watched it. I'm so excited. Laszlo watched this new Netflix documentary. It's called American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders. He had to get past the name.
Well, it made sense what they called it that.
Yeah.
The name turned me off from watching it.
I'd never heard of it until it came out. I just saw yesterday morning, or day before, I saw... before I left for work, they were running a trailer for it on Netflix. So I guess I get little notifications on my phone that says, like, hey, this is out. And then I saw the Duplass brothers had produced it, and I was like, oh, true crime. I'm interested.
Reporter Danny Casolaro was found dead over the weekend in a motel in Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Local authorities quickly ruled his death a suicide.
It just didn't sit right. In my mind, I'm thinking they killed him.
Okay, so the story revolves around this guy, Danny Casolaro. He was a writer, and he had started working on a book in the 80s. And into the early 90s.
Yeah.
What?
Well, he gets started, like, he's
originally supposed to be an article, and then he realizes he
writes on tech.
Yes.
Tech is his day job, right?
And the
tech scandal in this is what gets him started.
Right.
He's just a writer, freelance writer who writes on computers.
Yep.
Before computers were big and popular.
Yep. And then he catches on to this story about this government software scandal called Promise. And there's so much information that he thinks he's going to write an article. It's kind of like when John Krakauer wrote Into the Wild, but the one about mountain climbing.
Oh.
It starts off as they'll write an article about this.
Into thin air.
Like, I've got enough to do a book here. So as he's trying to follow this scandal that originates, like Laszlo says, in his area of expertise, like writing about tech, he starts finding more and more supposed secrets and cover-ups and all these interesting things that are going on. Starts learning about some mysterious deaths. And it's this twisted web of you know, government, shadowy government
figures
and characters, and behind the scenes,
and real people, real life people real that life he's people. Talking to that have stories.
Absolutely.
I mean, at least are based in truth.
Yes, because even if you don't know any of these stories, whether you're too young or you lived through it and you just don't remember it, as they're showing you in the beginning of this documentary, a lot of these things that he was learning about, you see that a lot of these stories were being covered on cable news, that networks were talking about.
And they're things that we probably should have learned.
Yeah.
And you know, even if you weren't born, like, you know, you should probably have an idea of the savings and loan scandal.
Right. But
right? Even, you should have an idea of the October surprise and the Iran hostages. So.
For sure, that stuff. But even like the promise stuff, when you learn, I didn't know anything about a lawsuit against this, you know, the government because, you know, over allegations that computer software was stolen.
But
it was being covered at the time. And it's probably not something that that would stand out necessarily that you would remember. It wasn't a big zeitgeist, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
So you're getting this information, and you're aware that, okay, this stuff is at least based in...
Yes, and these people that he's talking to are real people. So it's not like, it's a conspiracy theory movie, but it's not like just outlandish stuff with nothing to back it up. A lot of this stuff is based in truth and fact, mm-hmm. provable truth, and people that he could track down and talk to.
Yes. Like the best conspiracy theories generally are.
Right,
there's some truth, and there's some people that...
And then you're like, well, is this guy telling the truth now? Now, what we do know is that, and I'm just giving an example, it doesn't matter, but we do know, as this guy's saying he was, you know, high intelligence in the CIA. Well, you're like, well, is that true? Well, you find out that is true.
Yeah.
Now, what else is he telling me what's true? That's where... Yeah. So it's better than just, I think this... And here's this guy who's telling me this who has no qualifications. It's like, no, this guy really did invent a computer program.
Right.
And it really did get sold to the U.S. government. And he really did go to court.
And he really did lose
all his money. Right. Yeah. So you're like, and that project really did go to another company that the guy who owned it was very good friends with George Bush.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's all true.
Yes.
So you're like, okay, well. Where do we go from here? And I think that's where it's like, well, okay, all that's true, which makes the documentary great.
Interesting.
Because it's just not...
And the characters...
Like, well, none of this is provable. It's like a lot of this is provable.
Yeah, it's not QAnon where it's like someone somewhere on a computer...
Not even like today's news where it's like, you know, an anonymous source told us. It's not anonymous.
No, there's people who are giving this information. And in each instance, all that I can think of at least, each person that's telling you some crazy story, they have... We know that they are telling at least some truths. And in the beginning, I think you're just believing all of it because you're thinking, well, this is all documented, this is all true. As the film goes on, then you start to wonder, well, was this person, were they mixing in some fabrications with the truth?
Right.
And then you start to think, well, wait, were they lying on purpose or are they like mentally unwell? You know, you're asking all these questions, but what ultimately the movie is
and
about
I think
is
what
that,
gets you to, just to, sorry to interrupt you, but I think what gets you to, at least for some of my age, so that, you know, what they start with is what they called the October surprise.
Yeah.
And that was when Carter was running against Reagan, and I was little, man. I was in elementary school. But I remember my mom taking me to see Carter in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember it, but I'm in elementary school. And I remember, you know, gas prices being high. But it's more like postcard memories because I'm little.
Snapshots,
but I remember, you know, Reagan crushing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me being upset, not necessarily knowing that I was a Democrat or a liberal, but I went to the parking lot and saw Carter. So
yeah.
I didn't see Reagan,
right?
So that's my guy.
I was friends with that guy.
Right. And then, so that whole thing is based on there were hostages in Iran. They took them. And then when Carter could not get him released, and people were upset about the way Carter was handling the Iran hostage crisis. And so when they thought that he had a chance to win, Carter, this really looked bad on him. And that's when people started calling him weak. And he, you know, he would wear cardigan sweaters and people called him weak. And Reagan was this, you know, all of a sudden he was the first, even though he wasn't a cowboy, he played polo. Mm-hmm. They don't really get into this. He came out with that cowboy hat on and, right, like a gun toting. I'll tell you what, these sons of bitches, if I'm president,
they would have never been. He said it in those ads, they never would have been.
They would have been hostages if I was president. This guy's a, basically call him a giant puss.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do know is that, for facts, Reagan then wins in his landslide, right? And 2 hours after Reagan wins, the hostages are freed. I remember being a little kid, and I remember them announcing it over the school speaker. The hostages have been freed. And kids cheering and teachers cheering. Mm-hmm. And I remember to this day, this kid sitting next to me, his name was John. His mom was the hot one.
Oh, okay.
Right? He's sitting next to me in class. He just looks at me and he goes, okay. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't, you know, I don't know anything. And he goes, oh, sure, they just waited 2 hours to release these guys. Like, Reagan didn't have anything to do with this before. I mean, it was so clear to a kid in the third grade that this was nonsense. It, yeah. That's not, it's like, Reagan didn't get into office 2 hours ago. He's not even in office.
Right.
It, 2 hours ago, or inaugurated 2 hours ago. He hadn't even been in the White House yet. He didn't even know where to sit.
Right.
And he's already negotiated their release.
Right.
That was so obvious to a third grader at that point that this is bull's ass.
Yes, and most and yet at the time, people a lot of people did say that.
I remember my dad, a conservative, was like, yeah, "Of course they released him."
Right.
They know, and he'd go over there and turn it into a glass bowl. I'm like, "No,
no."
But even they have Reagan on tape in this documentary saying, "Did you negotiate with the Iranians before the election?" He said, "I did not."
Right.
And I said, well, did anybody in your administration, and like, well, that I can't talk to you about. Which is basically saying, yeah, of course we did.
Yeah. And so people know that as the October surprise, and they they reference it in this movie because this guy, Danny Casolaro, he was, you know, as he's first starting to go down this journey, this road, learning, which again started with the computer software scandal, he starts meeting these characters and they're talking about having direct knowledge of these things that were had already been discussed and at this point pretty well documented. Like, people know about the October surprise, right? So it shows that he has every reason to believe that these people might be grounded in reality. They weren't making absurd claims. It's just that they were claiming that they were either directly connected to these incidents or indirectly connected to these incidents.
And the way they tie that with the computer thing is, this one company had made this promise software. Another company had a software like it, right? Mm-hmm. But they also, the guy, the CEO of their company was an ex, you know, CIA guy who was friends with Bush and Reagan. Mm-hmm. And he wanted his company to get the deal.
With the government.
With the government for that computer.
For the software.
And in that, he was the guy that they sent to give the Iranians $60 million, not to release the hostages, because they were going to release them. They gave them $60 million to not release them until after the election.
Right.
So that's how this all gets tied together.
And that's when this guy...
And that's where I'm like, that's all true.
Right.
And even though I can't prove it, I absolutely believe it. I believe it in my soul that is what happened.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And then that gets you, if you're really a history buff, that gets you into the Iranian Contra affair, right? Mm-hmm. And then how they did drugs for money, mm-hmm. or drugs for guns. And I believe that, and we know that.
Yeah.
I mean, people talk about, that's Reagan saying, I don't recall, 82 times on the stand or something.
I still
right?
in my heart want to believe that's the case. Yeah.
Right. I don't recall.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So,
all that stuff is to show that I thought at least, to show that this all starts with stuff that was not outlandish. It was stuff that
absolutely.
These were real scandals that were really being discussed. And some of them had been proven.
Let me just say that. It wasn't. It's not outlandish now, mm-hmm. but at the time, as he's chasing that story, it was a little bit more outlandish.
More outlandish. Yeah, late 80s,
you see what I'm saying? Now we're like, of course Reagan did that.
Yeah,
guy was a complete dip-ass, right? But of course Bush did that. He was the head of the CIA. Of course he did.
Right.
Well, now we look at that stuff and we're like, but at that time, while he was chasing it, it was still a little bit more like, what are you looking into, Danny?
Right.
Like, what is that, right? Right. Now, if you were like, hey, I'm looking into the Iran-Contra affair, people would be like,
we know.
Yeah, we know what happened.
Yeah.
They sold guns for drugs.
I've got a show on Fox News, whatever. So the plot of this movie, though, the basic rundown is that as this guy's working on this book forever, and he's supposedly very close to finishing the book, and he even tells his family, he's been talking for years at dinners and get-togethers with the family about the book and giving them updates, and he at one point tells his brother, whom he's very close with, you know, I'm close to releasing this book, and I've gone down a lot of these, you know, I'm dealing with dangerous people here. If anything happens to me, it wasn't an accident.
Yes.
He tells his brother this. And then Mysteriously, he goes to meet, he's supposed to be meeting with one of the last, if not the last person he needs to interview to finish up this book and get it to a publisher. And he goes to this motel and he's found dead in his hotel room with a bag over his head and his wrist slashed, a lot, like really slashed. So they interview people who are on the scene and this becomes a whole thing. Did he kill himself or was he killed? And they show old cable news footage of respectable people, government officials who were like, this guy did not kill himself.
Yeah, I mean, former Department of Justice attorneys like, this is worse than Watergate.
Yeah, he said it's worse than Watergate. And he was on all over cable news saying, no, he did not kill himself.
They murdered him.
Yeah, so it wasn't a crazy thought at all.
So again, it wasn't just this outlandish Donald Trump fake news.
Right.
And if you watch it, it's crazy how the news was so much different then.
Yeah.
It really was people trying to break stories.
But
and really trying to get to the bottom of it, you know, like, hey, what did happen? Like, even on your local news.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a thing that happens anymore.
But
lucky if you get a local news channel to be like, hey, we went to the apartments and asked them why they raised the water bill when it really, like, that's what they're breaking. It's not like, I can't imagine a local person here being like, Danny Casolaro was killed in the hotel room. We're going to find out why.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, that just doesn't happen anymore. It's crazy to watch those local stories do that.
Well, I thought that it was an interesting story about this conspiracy, and you can, you know, you're trying to make up your mind. How do you feel at the end of these four episodes? Do you think he killed himself? Do you think he was killed? But it also, as this story is unfolding, because the first episode, and even maybe the first couple episodes, but certainly that first episode, it's just kind of a rehash of, like you said, things we kind of know from history.
Sure.
And how this guy was covering it or involved in it. But it slowly becomes an entire, I thought, documentary about conspiracy theories and how you can be sucked into a conspiracy theory, what makes for a good conspiracy theory, you know, and what is the difference between a conspiracy theory and something that everyone should believe to be true. You just don't have that one last bit of truth. You know, is there ever a time when everyone should just believe something, even though there's not the last little sliver of truth? It's not like, again, QAnon, where you're saying this will happen tomorrow and it doesn't happen. Who's writing this? We don't know. It's anonymous. This is much more nuanced than that and a lot more based in reality because you've got all these real figures. And it goes into so many things about, you know, government officials who are probably working for the CIA, working on Indian reservations so that they could avoid, laws.
And they approve it. Like,
yeah. It's
they
crazy.
Go in there and they're like, they think this guy killed this guy. Yeah. I don't have to ruin it for you, but I think this one guy killed this guy. That's the guy I think looks like your brother, by the way.
That's what you said. I got that.
Did you think he does it?
I don't see it, but okay.
Anyway, as soon as I saw him, I'm like, man, that's your brother with gray hair.
I'd have to go back and look at it.
But they're like, we think this guy killed this guy. And you're like, okay, well, yes. I mean, I guess he would have a reason to, but it doesn't mean he did.
Yeah.
And then they're like, 5 years later, he's in prison for 23 years for hiring people to kill five other people. You're like, well,
yeah,
that gives it a little bit more. Like, I'm Danny Casolaro and I'm facing it, and I'm like, well, I don't know about this. And then I'm still following it. And then they're like, yeah, well, he just got arrested for hiring people to kill five other people. I'm like, well, goddamn.
Yeah.
Now I got to go back here, right? Yeah. It's so.
How about if you're the guy who made this documentary? Because this guy, we get the impression, found out about this, the murder of Danny Casolaro, which happened in like 91, I think, 91, 92, somewhere around there. And so this guy looks to be, what, a couple years younger than me, my age,
Maybe, something like that.
So he's a millennial, I would guess. He finds out about this story and then decides that he's interested in it, and he and his buddy are going to make this documentary. Well, by the end of this thing, it looks like he had been following the story every bit as long as the actual Danny Casolaro, because they go back to old clips of him when he looked about 15 years younger.
It took me a couple of times to realize that was him.
Yeah, that's
him. I'm like, who's the young guy they keep going to?
Right, and he'd been following this story for so long
and gotten so wrapped up. You do have to rewind a couple of times, because that first time they cut to him, I'm like, wait, is there another younger guy who's following this?
Oh,
older guy, he's going to do it too? I'm like, oh no, it's the same guy.
I was just shocked that he'd been doing it for that
long. Yeah, he looks so different.
And also how much he looks like Danny Casolaro, the guy making the documentary by the end. And they're using him as a reenactor. Yeah, her Danny's friend says, wow, you know, you even look like
him. But I also thought he didn't look like him when he started.
No, but even he like becomes him as time goes on. It's crazy. His hair grows.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the end of this thing, you're like, man, you look like the guy that you have been covering, and you've been absorbed, consumed with this story for however many years. But at the end of the day,
fascinating.
Do you think he killed himself, or do you think he died?
Do you think
he was murdered?
I think he was murdered.
Okay. Like, how out of percentage-wise?
80%.
I was going to say 70%.
80%. I'll say 80%. I mean, 80%. Maybe even, like, I'm leaning more towards 90 than I am 70.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. I was going to say 80. Snowcone, you've seen one episode, right?
Uh-huh.
By the end of one episode, you are 100%, right?
Yeah.
That he was murdered.
That he was murdered.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know it's going to change.
They bring it up a little bit of, like,
well,
where you're like,
just so much information that by the end you're like, and you start to learn more about the people who are giving you this information. And I just think it's a good kind of example of showing why things taken out of, why you always need context, even if it's context about the person who's giving you the information.
Right.
Hey, this guy gave information that we know to be true, so he's reliable. Well, what you learn later is he's also given information that we don't know to be reliable,
do you
right?
Think, right? So you think, you think.
I'm with you, 80% that he was murdered.
Yeah, you think that he was murdered then.
Yeah.
I mean, you think it.
I lean heavily towards it, yeah.
Right.
I got to a point where I thought he did kill himself.
Right.
I was really thinking that for a little bit. I was like, you know what?
I thought they brought up like his money issues and stuff. I'm like, nah.
But then I was like, now by the end of it, especially after the
and they were like, well, where was he going to get this money? And I was like, I don't know, man. His brother was a doctor.
Right.
Yeah. I just don't think, like, we're looking at him, his best friend, that girl, he had journalist friend. It just seemed like he ran with a crowd that he could have come up with the money.
I felt like he could have asked his brother. That's what I get.
Yeah,
his
but he could have
come
up with
money.
The money. And the publishers were like, you don't have the book yet. So I get it. The $40,000 was going to save him if he could get the book published. But I'm like, you're so close. I don't think you give up on that when he did.
Well, I think what they were saying is if he did, in fact, go to this hotel and he thinks he's finally going to get the person who can finally get him the information he needs to get an advance on this book, and they stand him up or they don't give him the information he needs, he's just led around even more.
I get it. That's a part of the
and the way they end the documentary
down, but
is
still,
so brilliant.
I was like, nah, I don't think he's going to do it.
The way they end the documentary is brilliant because this same person who'd been involved with Danny is calling the guy making the documentary.
Yeah.
And the guy making the documentary is like, I'm done talking to this guy at this point.
Right.
But he calls him like, I got something for you. They're killing people. And he's like, all right, I got to talk to this guy one more time.
Right.
He gets sucked into it again. And it sort of ends.
I also, right before that ending, when he calls the other guy, he's like, I want to talk to you. He's like, oh, yeah, conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I want to talk to you, a guy named this. And he's like, okay. Hey, man, I got to go. And then he never calls him back. That's pretty crazy,
I know.
Too.
That guy was like an FBI agent or a former FBI agent.
And it sounded like he called him where he was going to be like, look, I'll just squash this stupid stuff. This guy doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, it almost felt like he was like, oh, damn, he knows more than I thought.
He's like, there's some crazy conspiracies about that one. And he's like, yeah, well, I did want to ask you. Here's some of the reasons. He's like, hey, can I call you back?
Exactly.
So
it was almost so odd.
Or, it's interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
I think they did a good job of saying, I think a lot of that is based in when they brought that. Well, we don't have to talk about it. It gets too into the weeds. We can talk about it off the air. If you want to watch us talk about it on Twitch, you can do so.
We recommend watching it this
weekend. And if you want to watch us talk about it on Twitch, we'll continue the conversation there. And we'll be back in a minute and talk about something else.
The Church of Laszlo.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
Hit me with that news.
Well, the biggest news story in certainly America, I would assume, probably the world right now, is sports related.
Oh, really?
I mean, we were all wondering what was going to happen here. We know she had another year of college left. Oh. Will she stick around, or will she go make the big bucks?
At the NW, she'd probably make more in college, I wonder.
And
with name, image, likeness. I bet you, I'm just curious.
I saw they have Caitlin Clark cereal at Hy-Vee, but I was thinking Hy-Vee is like, isn't that an Iowa grocery chain maybe? Is that where the base is?
Yeah,
of?
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe it's because they're Iowa based, but still, she got her own cereal. That's pretty good. And you made fun of me one time for talking about her breaking records. Now she's about to break the dude's record. She's only a few points away. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
She's about to break the dude's record. She's going to do it. So.
Which record?
It's all-time
most
scoring.
Points against girls?
Yeah.
All-time scoring, she's about to break the guy's record?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Right? She already broke the women's record. Yeah, yeah what?
Right, it's impressive.
I like to hear you argue that. How that's not impressive.
All-time scoring.
All-time scoring
men
record.
Men and women.
Yes. She already holds the women's record.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
You see Lazo's demeanor?
Well, I'm saying it's impressive.
But this is a record that men hold. Like, this should be like a big deal to you, right?
Well, men play against men. Well, I mean, that matters, right?
See what I'm dealing with here, Snowcone?
Yeah.
Well, that does matter.
Well, I don't know. I never played college basketball.
So whoever has the record for the most points in college basketball.
Is whoever has the most points in college basketball.
Yeah. But, I mean, you don't think that person would score more points if they played women's college basketball?
I've been told that this is the record to beat, and that if she has this record, holds this record, which she almost certainly will, then it will prove once and for all
that women are better at sports.
She's the greatest female basketball player, college basketball player of all time.
Okay.
Making her even better than the greatest male college basketball player.
College basketball phenom Caitlin Clark says this will be her final season with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Clark made that announcement on social media. She said she'll leave college after this season and she will enter the WNBA draft. The 22-year-old broke the women's major college scoring record this week, now 18 points away from the overall record of Pete Maravich. Clark has one more year of college eligibility, but she is expected to be the number one pick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I would think so. Yeah. Number
next
one.
Month. People are waiting for that decision. So.
Back.
Of course she'll be number one. And, of course, I would leave, too. Why would you stick around?
How much
WNBA players make? The average WNBA salary is $120,000.
I guess she could still get the endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
But it just feels like another year at Iowa to just keep killing these records. She could maybe make more from name, image, likeness than she could in the pros. But I don't know.
She doesn't have any records left to beat except her own.
It just seems like she's so popular now in college. Like, if you could do another year, I don't know how much she's making in name, image, likeness, but I imagine it's a lot.
Well, it better be $120,000 a lot because that's the average salary of a WNBA player.
She's going to make more than the average.
Well, there are 14 players in the WNBA that make over $200,000. As a matter of fact, there's a couple people that are making $228,000. $228,000.
Brittany Griner.
So how could you actually? This says
Caitlin Clark's NIL deals, at least from what they know right now, are just shy of $1 million. So I don't know. You know, maybe she keeps that money in the WNBA. I don't know.
Yeah, same endorsements or whatever.
Yeah, it just feels like women's. Well, I don't know. I don't follow it.
Now, how much?
It feels like women's college basketball might be more popular than the WNBA. Being honest.
I honestly don't think I've ever been flipping through channels and come across WNBA. Really. Like, I don't know what it's on.
But I know, like, they do a Women's March Madness. I see them scroll the scores underneath.
They put that up on, like, like an ad. Hey, but for a rookie contract, it says the contracts are non-negotiable except for circumstances involving undrafted rookies whose contracts can be 1 or 2 years. But they're talking about how much does a rookie make. So if you're picked first through fourth in 2022, those people were paid $72,000. 2023, it was $73,000. And in 2024, it had gone up to almost $81,000. And by 2025, it will be $91,000. So as a rookie, we know she's going to go number one. I guess that means she'll make $91,000 with the WNBA for her rookie contract. That can't be right.
First-year players make a little less than 80 grand.
Yeah, well, it's saying by 2025, she'll make they've upped it to it'll be 90 grand. So it's 80 grand in 2024.
No. So there's a little article for you. Darren Revell posted after this that Caitlin Clark chooses a $750,000 pay cut. That Clark's NIL earnings at Iowa are substantially higher than it will be at the WNBA. First-year players make little less than 80 grand. But Nicole Auerbach from The Athletic shot back, her massive brand deals will continue when she's a pro.
Right.
I'm beyond tired of people who should know better pretending that female stars going from college to pros is a pay cut. Insisting that he was not referring to endorsements, but rather the roughly $800,000 that is essentially an NIL salary that reigning AP Player of the Year earns from playing for Iowa.
Name, image, likeness. Mm-hmm. And he should also know that he should have access to the same information I do, which says that 2024, that's up to $81,000 almost. In 2025, it'll be $92,000. So, you know, she'll go in what year is it now? 2024, right? So then she should be getting the $81,000. Plus, how much did they say she was making? 700 and some thousand dollars?
Yeah, but I mean, she'll get
image
that.
Likeness? No, I'm just saying that's how much she could make in name, image, likeness. That's You're saying maybe it's more popular in college, though.
And, well, I don't know. We don't have to get too in the weeds about it. But some of the name, image, likeness is just a collective.
Oh,
so it's a collective of boosters from Iowa who are like, hey, let's, you know, she can transfer whatever she wants. Let's keep Caitlin Clark here. So she's not really doing any endorsements. She's just getting paid.
Mm.
Right?
Through the name, image,
through
likeness.
Collective.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Through a name, image, likeness collective. They can just pay people to stay.
They can still just pay you straight up.
So she leaves. So what this guy was saying was that she doesn't have to do any endorsements to get this $710,000. What you're saying is she's going to get $80,000, then have to keep these endorsements going in the WNBA. Well, she may not get that from boosters in Iowa who, if she goes to the New York Liberty, are going to quit paying her.
Well, here's the real question.
So I don't know what the highest paid person in the WNBA with endorsements makes. You know what I mean? With endorsements.
Right.
I don't know.
The real question is...
Seems like Nicole Auerbach's really pissed, but again, she's a woman talking about sports, so what do I know?
Who will get the sneaker deal? Adidas, Nike, Under Armour still makes shoes? I don't know.
Keds.
Who gets the sneaker deal?
Taylor Swift.
And then who...
Doesn't Taylor Swift own Keds now?
I don't know.
And then, I thought she did. I'm being honest. Didn't she do like a big Keds deal?
I really don't know. Who?
By the way, I'm just kidding
sneaker?
About Nicole Auerbach. I actually do like her, and I listen to her podcast quite a bit.
Who makes a sneaker, and will they make her sneaker in men's? Will they make men's version of the Caitlin Clark? Will men be able to buy
a Caitlin Clark?
The CC.
Adidas?
Yeah, whatever it's called. She's going to get a shoe, right? I've never heard of I can't remember a female athlete, a non-Olympic female athlete being talked about this much. I'm being serious. Can you guys think of a female? Think of a female athlete, a non-Olympian, not during Olympics.
I think Brittany Griner was talked about quite a bit.
She was in prison.
No. During her college career.
You think she was talked about as much as Caitlin Clark, though?
At Baylor? I think she was talked about
dunked.
A lot.
Like, she dunked. Talked a lot.
She was a big
deal. The first woman to dunk.
But to
Rebecca
so
Lobo.
Much Caitlin Clark stuff. Just I'm inundated with it. And then
that's
breaking
what Brittany Griner was
and,
doing. Right.
But
it
you think
that
it was
big.
You think it was bigger than this?
No, I think it was this big.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's been women talked about like that. And I don't think it's a lot, but I think Brittany Griner, Rebecca Lobo, Cheryl Swoops. Cheryl Miller, were they both Cheryl?
Cheryl Miller.
Yeah, both of them. I do think that they've been talking about it.
Yeah, Cheryl Miller was a big deal, right?
Yeah, because Reggie used to say he couldn't beat her. Yeah.
Did Brittany get a shoe?
She got prison time.
Right. Did she get a shoe deal? Do any of them have shoe deals? Because I just feel like if I'm seeing cereal for this girl, she might get a shoe deal.
Brittany Griner signs endorsement deal with Nike.
An endorsement deal, but does she have her own shoe?
I don't know if she gets her own shoe.
Right. What if Caitlin Clark was the first
Taylor
one?
Taylor Swift has Keds, I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, maybe she could do a deal with Taylor Swift. Keds
I don't
could
know,
start
they should
making
do it.
Do Keds make anything other than that one shoe, that white loafer shoe? Are there other Keds? That's the only Ked I know. Also, I haven't seen Keds in a while. I had no idea Taylor Swift was involved with Keds. Mm-hmm. Guys, where's Kate Middleton? You guys have any theories? I know we went over all these theories about that documentary on Netflix, story, but what about your theories about Kate Middleton? Where is she? Is she okay? The Princess of Wales, I think. We know that she had some sort of surgery, but then she's just
Sabrina Ionescu will have a shoe, the Sabrina one.
Okay, so, and they're not saying anything about that being the first sneaker, female sneaker, not just endorsing the brand, but to have your own sneaker.
Yeah.
I can't think of one, but maybe there have been a bunch of them, and I said no about it because maybe they
would
only
you
made
buy
them
the Sabrina one?
I'd buy the Caitlin Clark. For sure. Back to Kate Middleton, no one knows where she is. I hope she's not dead.
Across the U.S. and U.K., many are asking one big question. Where is Kate Middleton? Princess Kate has not been seen in public since that walk to church on Christmas Day. She was admitted to the hospital in early January for what the palace called planned abdominal surgery and discharged 2 weeks later. Since then, social media has been full of concern and conspiracy theories, not calmed by the latest statement from the palace. We said we'd only be providing significant updates. That guidance stands.
I don't have any evidence, but I feel like the CIA had something to do with this. But we don't know. He's making appearances, and then he's saying she's not there, and he won't answer questions, and then he's supposed to, you know, go do something else for the appearance, and he just disappears. So I think there's something wrong with her.
Cheryl Swoops had a shoe.
Okay.
Nike Air Swoops in 1995. Rebecca Lobo had a Reebok Lobo.
Nike Air Swoops?
Air Swoops.
Air Swoops?
Air Swoops.
I'll bet they didn't make
amends. Lisa Leslie is another big name. She had Nike Total Air 9.
And with her name on it? That was her
shoe? Yeah, that was her number.
Okay. Well, then it's not unprecedented.
There's track
maybe
stars.
Maybe making it in guys' sizes will be, or in guys' versions.
Cynthia Cooper had the Air Cooper.
Are they showing pictures of these on this website? Anyway.
And Nikki McCray had Fila Nikki.
Fila. The Fila Nikki. I never saw commercials for any of these or any type of advertising, but maybe it was all targeted towards women. I don't know. I think Caitlin Clark could get a shoe, and I think they might make it in snow cone size.
Diana Taurasi.
Would you wear a snow cone? Would you wear a
Clark? Candace Parker had the Adidas Ace Commander.
Okay, I get it. There's been
Brianna Stewart
shoes.
Had the Puma Stewie.
So it's already been done. So she'll certainly get a shoe. It just won't be the first one. All right, well, we got to take a break now. We'll take a break. Snow cones.
I'm just sorry, you brought it up. I figured I'd look it up.
Women's shoes. I get it. No, it's fine. Take a break.
You're
come back and finish.
I mean, you're completely off base. There's like 40 people.
I asked. I said, have there been women's shoes
like
before?
Like, man, this is going to be a big deal.
And I said, what if they made them in men's sizes? Like if they made a men's version of the Caitlin Clark. Maybe they made these women's shoes in men's
I don't know if you know
versions.
This, but women can wear shoes. They're allowed to in this country nowadays.
Jesus. Just hit the button, Snow Cone.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
Yeah?
Well, yesterday they told us that Temu was the most dangerous app in America, period. Remember that lawyer saying that?
God damn it.
Chinese spying on us. Now, the Secretary of Commerce.
There's a Secretary of Commerce?
Good one. We all know the Secretary of Commerce.
Who's that?
The woman.
What's her name?
Lady Secretary.
Hmm.
She got brown hair. She says now, she's not even talking about Temu. I guess that's literally yesterday's news. She's worried about Chinese smart cars. Chinese smart cars are like iPhones that drive places, Laszlo. They're iPhones on wheels.
I've heard of them.
And they know a lot of stuff about us. And we should ban them. Because it's Chinese, they could get a hold of this. The Chinese government, they're communists, and they might get a hold of the information, and they might know where you're going every day, Laszlo.
Yeah.
Exactly where your kids are practicing baseball. You want the Chinese to know that?
I don't know why the Chinese would care.
Well, exactly. That's the scary part. Why do they care so much about where you're going every day, Lazo? That's what bothers me. Why do they need to know that information?
They can't really get any good information.
Well, if you got a Chinese smart car, they would. I mean, you're using the Temu app, so maybe they've already got.
Sometimes it's only embarrassing.
Well, sure, it could be.
Like every other Friday when I don't have the kids, my phone says to me, you're 15 minutes away from the liquor store. It says it every year. It's so annoying.
I would turn that off.
Every other Friday, it just says, you are 15 minutes away from Indian Creek Parkway. I'm like, God damn it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you might want to turn that off. Well, you get a Chinese smart car, maybe it'll just drive there
well,
for
be
you
nice.
Every other Friday.
It's like an iPhone on wheels.
Citing national security, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo is launching an investigation into the threat.
The car knows your location. It knows your patterns, everywhere you're going, your routes. It's a
your
huge
roots.
Amount of information.
Did you go so far as to ban their technology?
You know, finding your roots on PBS?
It depends. It depends what we learn. We can do everything.
Do you have that authority?
Yes.
Did you hear her? She said she has the authority to ban it.
Ban it, then.
Ban it already.
I like Croft36 on a Twitch stream. Twitch.tv/Churchill Lazo says, if the Chinese figure out how to suck on a chili dog, we're screwed.
Yep.
That is true.
They won't then what's
it out,
left?
Though. They won't figure it out.
What do we have? If we don't have that,
Chinese
we have nothing.
Chinese can't make chili dogs worth sucking. I tell you that right now.
There's no way. They got a whole housing crisis over there.
Right.
Then we're not going to be getting their cars
there's
anytime soon.
General Tso's.
Yeah, that's American.
You could that, though. You could General Tso's.
Snow cone?
What?
Snow
you don't
cone?
Like? I eat it like that. You get that sauce
I understand,
there?
But you said you could bleep General Tso.
Well, General Tso doesn't really exist.
It doesn't matter.
I said I could some General Tso's.
Then you said the other thing.
What?
Just
General Tso?
Bleep it.
He's not a real general.
It doesn't matter. I can't say
he doesn't
say,
have
I,
anything I, to
you know, Barbie, and then say, oh, well, she's
okay,
not real.
Okay.
Exactly. You can't say it. And like, oh, well, she's not
but
real.
But you literally can General Tso's.
Yeah, but then you said, I'm not doing this Abbott and Costello bit with you anymore.
I said we
I want to do some real hard-hitting news here. And
you can General Tso's, and I do it. I like to put it in my mouth and it.
Friends over at Fox 4.
You don't like to do that, Snow Cone?
He's doing it right now. He's literally got a.
You don't like General Tso's?
I'm trying to beep all these. Just move
but
on.
Do you like General Tso's?
Of course.
Okay. Do you sometimes the sauce off?
No, I eat it.
You never dip
oh
it in.
Oh, my God.
It.
Move on.
I'm just saying.
Yes,
people
it's
do
delicious.
It. People do it. And I do it. Well, you can say sucking on a chili dog. I think you guys are racist. A General
Tso's
and a chili dog are the same goddamn thing.
I'm not doing this anymore.
They're the same thing. If I could say sucking on a chili dog, I could say sucking on General Tso's.
That I said you could say that. That wasn't the thing that you said.
What did I say?
I'm not going back to this again.
I don't know what I said then.
Fox 4
I don't get
did
it.
A story about Oak Park Mall. A mall which is supposedly in the second happiest city on earth.
Sure.
Or the second happiest city in America, or the 15th happiest country. But still, the second happiest city in America, right? According to that thing this week. Have you been to Oak Park Mall lately? Do you go there much?
I don't.
So I've noticed in the last...
My kids have gone there a couple times.
In the last few years, they've gotten... there's a lot of... I mean, I guess the kiosks have been around for a long time, but there's become a lot more like hard-hitting salespeople. Like, hey, try this. Hey, let me talk to you. And they're good. And something that my girlfriend and I both enjoy is a good sales pitch, you know? Give us
you
your sales pitch.
You go to
pitch.
Old Park Mall?
Like, you know, I went on Christmas Eve a couple years ago and did all my Christmas shopping. Maybe once a year. I've been with them the last year again. I took Landon when he was in town. He wanted to go. I think I've taken him both times. He likes going there. But you get these people
I used to go all the time when they were little.
Yeah. I used to go all the time.
We used to go to the mall. That little mall play area in there.
Yeah.
We go to the Disney store.
Everybody used to go to the mall, I think. You know, now it's just not as popular.
Well, once they didn't want to go anymore.
But anyhow, these salespeople can be pretty aggressive. And they sell you, which we have bought this stuff, they sell... expensive, some might say overpriced, mostly skincare products. It's like beauty products.
Oh,
and Brooke
yeah.
likes this stuff. They'll give you creams, they'll give you the snail oil lotion for your face, all that stuff, right? So what happened is there's been some autistic shoppers at the mall who feel that they were the victims of kind of predatory sales pitches, that they were trying to say no and they couldn't. And Fox 4 interviewed some of these people and talked to one of these guys. He's got autism and...
got autism? A guy from Fox 4?
No. Fox 4 talked to one of the guys who has autism who went to the mall and feels like he got ripped off by these guys.
Oh, he wasn't a salesperson.
Like, no, feels like he was a victim of these salespeople and that it's too aggressive and he lost a lot of money and he can't get it back.
I was just walking around trying to enjoy myself. when a young woman standing outside a store complimented his shirt and offered him some hand lotion. Pretty soon, he was inside the store.
Yeah, me too.
In a chair.
She's like, hey.
By the way, his shirt.
If I'm at the mall and any woman says, hey, nice shirt. Here's some hand lotion. You want to come in this room with me? I'm like, yes.
Yes, and they put it on your hands for you.
I don't have to have autism.
They will put it on your hands. I love it. I love it. I love the sales pitches. I'm not kidding. The last time that we bought stuff from some of these people, and I don't know if it's the same people, but somebody that was very – first of all, someone I know ended up going on a date with one of these people. He literally asked the girl that I was with on a date, and she went on a date with him later. Also, my girlfriend ended up spending about $400 on – lotions, right? Who knows what, what it's actually worth, but thought it was good stuff. Yeah. If it costs more, it feels like it's better.
Huh? Did you get to enjoy any of it?
I used it with her, yeah. The snail oil stuff I love. Mm. You got to try that stuff if you haven't.
That doesn't even make any sense. What is snail oil?
They get it from the secretion of snails.
And I'm not putting that in my face.
It tightens your skin. Oh, it's great.
I'll tighten your skin.
It's great. So this guy, he gets the same pitch that I've gotten several times at the mall. Hey, try this lotion. Nice shirt. With me, they usually say, like, you're the best looking guy I've seen in a long time.
That's true, though.
But
that's not a lie.
It always works. It always works. So actually, last time I was there, which again was within the last couple of months, there was a guy selling TENS units, you know, the little
electronic. That's what
you bought. I ended up buying one on Amazon, but this guy was trying to charge like $1,000 for a TENS unit. He's like, this is no normal TENS unit. I like them. It works while it's on. I don't think that, at least in my experience, it doesn't. Once you take it off, the pain will come back. But while it's on, it feels good. It may just be a distraction like Icy Hot, but I like Icy Hot too. Anyhow, this guy goes in, he's just trying to mind his own business. And someone says, nice shirt, do you want some lotion? And they bring him in, and then they start selling stuff. He's like, I want to leave.
Yeah, chair and getting the full sales pitch.
Well, they wouldn't let me say no matter how times I want to.
Saleswoman offered Corey to give him what he said were freebies. Those that weren't free were supposedly great deals. Autistic and living on a modest disability check, Corey admits he was getting confused.
Yeah, everything.
Okay. By the time it was over, he was out $744.
He tried to refund it. You know, am I supposed to say living with autism? Is that right? I think that's what you say. He's living with autism. I don't think you say is autistic anymore, right? I think it's living with autism.
I don't know.
Anyhow,
will you pour me a shot?
I feel bad because, you know, I actually like these people. The whole reason
people living with autism?
No. The salespeople. Oh. The whole reason we go to that mall is to get the sales pitches. Hey, sell us on your best hair straighteners, your lotions, all that stuff. I like it. The TENS unit. The guy's got it. You know, he's putting it on, and he's like, here, try this. And it is cool. But then I'm like, how much? It's $1,000. I'm like, well, okay, I'll see you later.
Right.
But he definitely tries to stop you. You know, it's no, but I'll give you this other one. And today only, because smart, I know, for $700.
Hey, look, high-pressure sales techniques aren't new.
Exactly. No.
I mean, like you're explaining, we all know. We've all been to a car sale.
No, I'm giving you an example of what happened at the mall.
I know, I'm just saying. Like, I mean,
right, that's what they do.
This guy could have gotten it at a car sales place.
Well, right, exactly.
Right?
I do think that happening at the mall is, at least in my experience, is a fairly recent thing. I don't remember high-pressure sales at shopping malls when I was a kid. I don't really remember people doing that at all.
It was more, I remember more
than
the high-pressure survey people. When I was a kid, they were always like, hey, you want to come back in this room and take a survey?
Oh, see,
always.
They didn't do that here.
There was always
they
in
do
the
it
mall.
In Vegas a lot. I've had that in Vegas.
Always.
So like,
I guess in Detroit in the malls. I don't know if it's like
a big enough city or something.
Well, maybe it's like some cities are test markets. I don't know if that's it. But
that could be it. Yeah.
There's sometimes like you get restaurants where they have like only certain products there.
Mm-hmm.
But every time you went to the mall in Detroit.
Did you ever do it?
Yeah. Like, one time I went in and it was then. One time, me and a buddy, when they give like, I'll give you $5 if you do the survey. And me and a buddy went back there, and then I was like, this is like 4 pages long. I'm out of here. Like, I thought it would just be like a quick, she would ask me questions. But it was like, fill out this booklet. I'm like, take it back.
Right. Last time I did it, me and my buddy Chaylin did it, and they took us into one of these rooms, and they said it was like a survey thing. We ended up watching shows. They were showing us clips of different shows, and you have a button that you push. And it's like, if you like what you're seeing, push this button. If you dislike what you're seeing, push this button. And if you really dislike it, you know, hold it down. If you really like it, hold this one down. So they just showed us these different clips, and I guess it's like for pilot episodes of shows to try and figure out what they're going to put on the air. It's a focus group. It's like when we would do, have people listen to music, right?
Yeah,
and it's like, what do you like? Except for TV. And I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
At the end, I'm like, well, I wouldn't line up to do that again because I think they paid me $5 and it took like 45 minutes or something. But still, I wanted to try the experience. Sometimes they'll offer you a little bit of cash and they'll also give you coupons or something. Oh, speaking of which,
Anyway, so what are they going to do? They're going to give this guy his money back?
I don't know. I didn't finish the story. Listen, it's Employee Appreciation Day.
For who?
For you.
What do you mean?
It's, if you'd read your email, it's Employee Appreciation Day, and they've got stuff for you down there. He probably can't even get it now, can he?
I bet it's still down there.
Oh, yeah. It's only... It's, you got time.
Will you go get it for me?
You got time.
Well, there's like a...
You got selections.
It's like $50 to like seven different restaurants, and you choose which restaurant. There's Cafe Trio I saw. I think you like that place, don't you?
No.
I got La Bodega.
What else? I don't dislike any of the rest of them.
But
I do like Cafe Trio.
Those are the only two I'd heard of.
Well, go down there. I'm just saying, make sure you go down there. I told you that's what was going to happen. She told you to bring some up for him. Or no, she said to send us down, didn't she?
Yes. Who? She said to send you guys down.
Oh, you didn't go either?
That's the Secretary of Commerce. Huh?
You didn't go either?
I haven't been down there yet.
Where are they?
Downstairs.
Joe's office.
They're in an office?
They're all just sitting there.
Joe.
It's Employee Appreciation. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Well, I don't know who Joe is.
We only have like 10 coworkers' names.
I've never met anybody named Joe before.
You've met her a million times.
I've only met Joe we used to work with in Seattle.
Laszlo.
That's the only Joe I know.
You say hi to her, which is somewhat rare for you. You say hi to her when she walks in the hall. She's one of the friendliest people in the world.
I don't know who she is.
Her dog had surgery.
No idea.
Slim Fast will show you where it's at.
She gave put the blanket in here. I'll go show you where it's at. I'll go show you where it's at. And Joe, he knows who you are. He does.
I've never put the name to the face, Joe. It'll be nice to do that here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Remember how we've been saying for years that what this country needs is someone to come along and say, hey, let's stop hating one another. Let's stop with all the partisanship, the right versus left, the culture wars.
No.
Let's come together.
Who said that?
Okay. We've said we need a politician to come along and be a populist, that didn't have to be a bad word, and say, hey, I think we can all agree what we really want is to quit all the fighting.
I don't want that.
And to start finding solutions to our problems.
I don't want that.
And getting along. Let's start working together.
I like the animosity.
Well, Representative Tom Suozzi.
Yeah.
He says he's determined. And he got a standing ovation. Did you see his little speech, Snowcone? You're our political affiliate.
I did not.
Oh, I thought you were there.
Mr. Speaker, on the night of my election victory, I promised the people of Long Island and Queens I would deliver a simple message to this chamber. Wake up. The people are sick and tired of the finger pointing and the petty partisan bickering.
No,
they want us to work together.
No, they don't.
Yes, we do.
No, they don't.
We all know what politics has become. Let's think about what it could be. Mm. Well, I may be the only one being sworn in today. What if we all see this as a fresh start? What if we all took this chance to break some of our bad habits?
Like what?
What if today we remembered why we ran for office in the first place?
Money.
Let's get back into the solutions business. Mm. God bless the men and women of this chamber. God bless the important work we do. And God bless the United States of America. Mm. Thank you.
How about that? Bipartisan standing ovation. He got him. He got both parties to stand up and clap.
Boring.
We found him, Snow Cone. We found him.
We got our guy.
We got our guy.
Representative
Tom Suozzi.
From Long Island.
Sweezy Tom, they call him. Sleazy Sweezy. He's our guy. Tom Sweezy, he'll give it a try. That was our campaign slogan.
Oh, good. You guys came up with that point.
Yeah.
Man.
He got Republicans to applaud and Democrats to applaud side by side.
Perfect.
So I guess we found our guy.
Tom Sweezy.
Tom Swozy. Swozy Swozy. He's our guy. Did you guys see the thing? I don't know why I thought this was so funny, but everything's been about Ozempic in the last, what is it, year or 2 years? I can't remember how long it's been. I think I told you I listened to a thing that was talking about how because it's out of that company's out of Denmark, their whole entire economy now has become based around that company because it's worth so many billions of dollars. Sure. The whole world wants it. All they have to do, their biggest problem is just trying to manufacture enough of it. That they said it's basically like Saudi Arabia and oil at this point, and which is can be dangerous according to economists, but whatever. They're making all this money, and there's all everything in their economy now starting to become connected to Novo Nordisk or whatever it's called because this drug is so popular, these GLP-1 drugs, and this is obviously theirs is the first and the most popular. So I don't know why I just felt like this was the funniest thing and the final nail in the coffin for a lot of these weight loss things. Did you see the news about Oprah?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is
it's the end of an era for Weight Watchers and Oprah. The company's stock plummeted after Oprah Winfrey announced she's leaving the board. Her exit comes after she revealed she's using diabetes drug Ozempic to lose weight.
That's it.
I'm sorry, but Weight Watchers has been around for I don't know how many years, right? And she, and there's no one, you know, there was no woman more famous than Oprah during time. She's still one of the most powerful and richest and,
well,
and most known women.
Very much anymore.
No, she does these, like, you know, commercials. I'm like, I always think, where have you been? What are you doing? I know you stopped doing your show years ago, but when your magazine, all that stuff, didn't you have a channel? Does the channel still exist?
OWN?
But when she bought, or when she bought into Weight Watchers, because she bought like a controlling share, didn't she?
I have
something.
No idea.
Yeah, she bought a big piece of it. She endorsed them for a long time, and then she bought a big piece of it. Their stock went through the roof. But she's been talking about weight loss, I mean, since her show was on, I think since the 90s, she's done stuff talking about weight loss. And then she's been the spokesperson for this massive weight loss company, Weight Watchers, maybe the biggest, I'm just guessing here, but Lazo, when you and I were kids, we remember that there were Weight Watchers stores in every strip mall, basically.
Course.
And you'd see, it was mostly women, but men too would go in there. And it became
well, it was
more
women
popular.
Forever. Then they became
men.
They did like a men's Weight Watchers.
Okay, because you started to see men doing it too. Mm-hmm. And my mom did it when I was a kid. There was different programs, I think, but she did the one with the cards where it's like, this is what you eat today, which seemed
it was worth a,
you got to have a lot of discipline.
It was worth a little bit of a point.
Well, there's the points, and you can weigh your food on a scale. They'll send you a scale and all this stuff. But I mean, Oprah was a spokesperson for a long time. She I think she bought part of the company, as I recall. But she's definitely the spokesperson for a long time. And then all we hear about is Ozempic, and then Oprah's like, by the way, after all this talk about Ozempic has kind of, you know, started to settle in, all right, everyone's taking this. Every celebrities that were not overweight, you know, openly talking about taking it. And then you've got Oprah Winfrey saying, I'm out at Weight Watchers, and I'll admit I've been using Ozempic. It's like, dude.
Right.
This is going to be the biggest like sea change thing.
Well, yeah,
in
I mean, for two
years.
Reasons.
It's going to be huge.
Because it also, like, you know.
It changes everything.
Right. Well, for diabetes, for
diabetics,
it works.
All other weight related
issues. They say if you're diabetic,
issues.
It may not help you lose weight as much as
people
who aren't diabetics.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it controls your A1C. So, I mean, that's great news.
Okay.
Right? And then for people who want to lose weight,
they're losing weight.
They're
and
losing
so.
Weight.
All the health things that come with, you know, being overweight, which something, you know, the majority of Americans are considered to be overweight. I don't remember what the percentage of obese is, but I know they say the majority is considered overweight. You've got all the health problems that are associated with that, even if you're talking about your joints or whatever it is. You've got a drug now that it's pretty damn close to a cure for overeating, supposedly.
Right.
People talking about how they feel full. Do you know anyone who's taking it currently?
I don't.
Okay, so I do. And obviously, I don't want to say, oh, yeah.
Really?
She started taking it. Now, the thing is, she's not, like, wealthy. Her family, you know, her husband aren't rich. You know, like, middle class, I would say. But I wouldn't think that they would have, like, you know, $1,000 to burn every month. But I think I'm of the understanding that that's about what she's paying for, which I've heard other people saying that they have
$1,000 a month?
Uh-huh, about $1,000. But I can't remember exactly how long she's been on it. But I will tell you this, she looks completely different. It hasn't been that long, and she looks completely different. I mean, I saw her the first time I saw the change, I was like, whoa. And then I found out that she was taking this medication.
Right.
And then someone told me, like, man, have you seen her lately? I'm like, yeah, I saw her, you know, like a couple months ago. Like, no, look at her now. Whoa. I mean, it's crazy. And she says, now I guess I've heard different things about Ozempic, about whether or not, you know, when you stop taking it, if your appetite's going to come back, and just like going on a diet, you know, would you have to take it for your whole life, all those things. But even if you did, the prices are going to start to come down. Other companies are coming out with their own GLP-1s.
They have the pill form now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. And then they have the drug that you sent me about. It's one shot
so
for
that's,
a year.
Yeah, so that's like, you know.
And then they have stuff that's not the GLP-1 that's something different. It's supposed to work even better.
Well, there are going to be, so GLP-1s, I think, are just, I think the one is literally like first generation GLP drugs, right?
Right? But there's a whole
different
drug.
And then
there's
going to be second generation GLP drugs.
Right, but then a whole different drug that is, a different way to do this that they figured out.
Okay, so I know Eli Lilly, I think, has a GLP-1 coming out, if it's not already out. And Pfizer has one that they're going to come out with, I've heard. That thing I sent you is, you know, a little different because, you know, it hasn't necessarily been proven yet. But that's why I sent it to you, because the stock was like $9.80
a share. Well, it only makes sense that they'll get to a point to where you don't have to have the shot every week.
And they're promising this shot like once every 4 years.
But so, said, in that article, you said it was once a year.
Oh, so the thing I read said every 4 years.
A shot once a year, but then they've already come up with a pill for people who don't like the shots. That they say is just as effective.
Really?
So you take a pill every morning.
Well, the guy that I was listening to in this podcast said that these drugs will be have a bigger impact on the economy over the next years than artificial intelligence. He's like, and I'm not trying to downplay AI. He's like, but I think we've oversold AI a little bit, and I don't think people have really started to realize the full ramifications of these drugs that are very effective at losing weight. This is like the thing that people have been waiting for forever. It's kind of like, you know, when the hair loss thing finally comes along that works. Sure, there have been things that help some people, and you can take diets, you can do different plans, and they're, you know. But this is like kind of the magic bullet, right? And it's not perfect. Some people experience side effects just like any drug. I hear people talk about that. Well, this percentage of people will get stomach cramps or whatever. Okay, well, that's going to happen with
But they also drug. Say that the people who get the stomach cramps or the nausea and that stuff, like, as they take it, it goes away.
Okay.
So you slowly, like, I don't know what the milligrams are, but let's just say you start at 0.5 and then you go to whatever, 1. And, but usually people get it at the 0.5. So you don't take the full amount of it.
You slowly introduce it.
Right, because it will give you these things. But as you take the 0.5 or whatever for a month and then go to 0.75 for 2 months, and then so then the side effects is, you know, your body gets used to it.
Well, I mean,
which only makes sense. It would give you stomach cramps, and I mean, it's changing your
right.
I mean,
well, not everybody experiences it, by the way. But it's actually even the I think some of the stuff is a pretty small percentage.
Right.
But when you think about how many people are already taking it and how many people want to take it, it's one of those things. You know, like they say, if everyone in America took an aspirin right now, it would kill 300 people or something
that.
You know, anytime you've got this many people using something, some people will react to it differently. But think about how many people you know who want this drug. I know so many people who've said, I want to get it. I want to get it. I want Ozempic. I want Ozempic or Wegovy. I've heard this from so many people.
Sure.
And the thing is, at this point, people that I know, like this woman that I know, they're willing to pay the $1,000 a month.
And it won't be
even
that.
If they don't really
it'll
have
it'll
it.
Go down.
Exactly. The price is going to come down. So it's like, you know that the price is going to come down. You know it's going to be easier to get.
Mm-hmm.
But this drug is so exciting.
And there's going to be alternatives. Like,
I
hear it in like commercials. Like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. Like a Weight Watchers, one of those companies where you go in and they help you lose weight. And it said, I heard it was like for $99 a month, you can also get the GLP-1 shot to help you.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, here, we're going to teach you how to eat different, and
we'll give you
for an extra money, you can get this shot, right?
Right?
It's like, okay, well, wow.
Right. Wow. I guess that booklet you gave me really helped. Yeah. And look, I think that stuff does work. I just think for a lot of people, it's hard to stick with. It's like, I've heard that minoxidil for hair loss works, but people don't want to do it because it's a pain in the ass or whatever, right? So I just can't I can't imagine comprehend the amount of money that this company is making and that they're forecasted to make and how many people want to get their hands on this. I can't remember in my lifetime. I mean, maybe people wanted I guess not as many people wanted the vaccine during COVID even, you know?
Right.
I think they wanted lockdowns to end, but a lot of people were like, I don't even want the vaccine.
Right.
This stuff, it seems like just about everybody wants to get their hands on. And man, I just think if we had only known. Of course. We could have bought it.
Oh, yeah. Who knew?
Good Lord, man. If we were, were people talking about this?
Well, I think those drug companies, you know, yes, but I mean, don't feel too bad, because those drug companies, their stock was expensive anyway.
It was. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're like, could I have bought Ozempic? No, you would have had to buy Eli Lilly or something, and their stock was already. I could have bought this at a penny.
You could have bought fractions of shares or whatever they call that stuff. Yeah. I don't know anything about investing. But did you buy any of those shares in that company that I sent you yesterday, my hot stock tip? Well, I bought some, man.
You did?
I bought some. Well, actually, I haven't checked it today because I'm not worried about it. They just tested it on animals. So, I mean, we're talking about it's like gene therapy.
But the one, one shot a year makes sense.
Yeah.
If they can figure it out.
It's gene therapy. So, like, they got to inject a virus and do the whole thing, and then it changes the way your pancreas works. I don't totally understand, but I don't need to.
No.
These guys say it works, and their stock was like $9.80 a share, and I said, I'm in, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. Because I may not necessarily be, you know, waiting in line to get Ozempic, but I want to follow that money.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's there.
So much money. Like,
it's there.
Could we open some sort of
store? I mean,
that's
what you're looking for, again, because if you're looking, you know, Eli Lilly's already expensive. So
$700 a share.
So, you know, yeah, you could buy, but it's only going to go up so much.
Right.
If you could find that company that's $9.
Which is what I'm saying.
Right. I know that's what I'm saying, but that's what you're looking for. That company that's $9 that's got, it's pretty close to Ozempic, and it's got, and it's, you know. That's what you're looking for.
What is the stock? The stock, by the way, I didn't even know that they had come up with this weight loss thing. Am I allowed to say what it is?
Yeah, of course.
I just saw, I was looking through like the monthly.
If you look up guts.
Yeah, that's how it's listed on the stock market, GUTS. It's Fractal Health, I think is the name of it. And when I was looking through February's IPOs, I saw something that said Fractal Health. And I'm like, ooh, healthcare. That always sounds like they're going to make a lot of money, right?
Sure.
Unfortunately. So I'll go look at that. And when I read about them, I was like, oh, this is a company that's trying to have like a superior version of these GLP-1 drugs by doing like gene therapy or something. You know, it's a long shot, but the stock was like $9 or something. So I sent it to Laszlo and Nick and said, buy in, boys. Buy in.
Right?
And now I'm sharing it with you. That's what this show's become. It's become Laszlo's sports betting picks and my horrible stock market advice.
Hey.
That Blockbuster thing really blew up in my face. I'll never live it down.
No.
It wasn't my fault. The SEC was like, why are people making so much money?
It was such a good pick
that they shut it down. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a way I choose
to
remember
it. That was not your fault.
I mean, obviously, it was in the news. Why are so many people buying it? And, you know, I didn't want to tell them because I'm manipulating the stock over here. Because we're on the radio and I'm telling people to buy it.
I'm sure people are like, you know what? Enough to manipulate that stock. And people listening to us are like, yeah.
Yes, it was. And I was like, dude, they're getting bought by Dish Network or buying Dish. I don't remember what the story was at the time. But I was like, this is going to be huge. How much was that Blockbuster stock, by the way? I think we paid less than
not much.
It was less than 50 cents a share, right? It was a penny stock at that point. And we bought a lot of it. And the thing is, true story, it actually started going up. And then there was a news story about how this stock, the Blockbuster stock, was going up, and they couldn't figure out why because the stores were all closing. So the SEC said, we don't understand this, so we're shutting it down. They took our money. They just shut it down and took our money. I was like, what happened to my shares? I'm like, we stopped trading and we took away your money.
I don't know if you could even sell it, too. I think it's still in there.
It was like gone, right? It's just it. That was it.
I think it's just frozen in there.
So now I'm all in on this. Whatever it's called.
Guts.
That's what I'm in on. Tried to get Snowcone to buy it, but he's more of an online sports gambling guy. So speaking of which, I saw someone bets tonight. Someone was talking about betting F1. We need a sports pick for you. Baseball's still a month away. I mean, it is March. When's opening day? The 28th, something like that? End of March?
Yeah.
We're getting closer. But for this weekend, take a look through there. And before we get out of here, can you give us a pick of the weekend? All right.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right. Take the Bucks money line and Giannis over 28 points. That's what I'm going with.
Boom. Turn those in.
$10 will make you 40.
There's your pick of the weekend.
Go ahead. Put your house on it.
Chuckabee bought 9 shares of our stock.
Hmm.
That should help.
Not bad.
Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
If more people buy it?
Yeah, they're going to Martha Stewart you in a minute.
I know.
3 more people, that'll be $27.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't be talking about this, huh?
Well, you become friends with Snoop Dogg.
Maybe that's how the Blockbuster thing got taken away.
Yeah, because
you know,
they said
it was just because they were worried about going up there because
like,
they
knew
guy,
like, Slim Fast.
Talking on the radio. Yeah, I watched that octopus murder thing. You guys are probably just here to misdirect me, and you're all working for the CIA. I need to be a little more
My Blockbuster
suspicious.
Cashed in.
You got that money?
Got that big money.
Mm-hmm. What about AMC?
I still own it.
They should have a good weekend. I heard Dune already made like $30 million. It's done like 10 times as well as the original movie. It's huge.
Did you go see it?
I've got tickets for tomorrow. Yep, we're going to see it tomorrow. We're going to rewatch the first one tonight.
Yeah, that you got to do that.
Yeah, got to do that. I haven't seen it in a long time. Brooke's seen it like four times. I haven't.
She loves it?
Loves it. Her and her sister.
What the hell is it about?
I don't really remember. That's why I got her watching it. Something about
guys walking around
spice.
In sand.
Yeah, they're selling spice, like drugs, and there's the good guys and the bad guys, and Tim is part of the good guys. And Tim Chalamet.
Yeah.
And, you know, may his knife shatter or chip and shatter.
What?
Yeah, he says that. I don't exactly know. I got to watch it again tonight. But people like
about?
The new ones.
What's it about?
It's the highest rated. Do you see the Snoke Cone? Highest rated movie in IMDb history.
What is it?
It broke the record yesterday. Dune 2.
Really?
And every article I've seen today says probably going to go down soon. People will start to agree that it's the best sequel ever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, right? So they're making three of them. But people love this one. Last I saw it, I had like a 98%
What's it about?
It's about people selling spice. And what? Then Tim Chalamet.
Why are they selling spice?
You know,
like,
get high.
Just walking around in sand, just like a big sand planet.
Yeah, it's a sandy planet, and people are bored as crap.
Like
as you
sand
would be.
Dunes, right? Is that why it's called Dune? The sand dunes?
I'm not sure.
Someone I feel like that. I've just only seen the picture. I just saw it's sand dunes.
I assume it's because it's dunes, right? Yeah. But anyway, spice.
So they walk around sand dunes and sell spice.
They sell spice, yeah. And there's bad guys and good guys.
What? Good guys who, what, sell bad spice? Or
it's not really wizards. Someone said you won't like it because it's wizards in space. I mean, it's in space in the sense like that we're in space, too, right now. Our planet's floating around in space. Anyway, watch it. I think it's streaming now on – they kept moving around. It was on HBO. I think now it's on – it's something you have, Paramount or maybe Netflix.
The first one.
It might be on Netflix right now, actually.
Why do they sell spice?
Because I want to get high.
What, spice gives them high?
It's a drug, yeah.
Spice?
Yeah.
Like it's not really spices?
No, it's drug.
It's called
drug.
Spice, though?
Yeah.
Isn't there a real drug called spice?
I don't know. I may be getting this wrong. Is it called
like
spice
what
in Dune?
Was or something?
Guys, in Dune, is it called spice? Is that what it's called? I think it's called spice. Yeah, and it gets you high, and there's people trying to sell it, you know.
Oh, they say it's illegal and lets you see the future?
Yeah, you got to watch it, man.
It lets you see the future?
I don't remember.
Spice was slang for K2. That's what I thought.
I remember watching the one. You saw the original one with Sting in it, right? Remember that one? In the 80s, you didn't watch that piece of crap?
No.
Oh, that one sucked. It made me not want to watch this or care about this. People talked about like, oh, Dune's the greatest book ever. I'm like, I saw that movie when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was supposed to be horrible.
Stupid.
But then they made it again. I was like, I'm not going to
watch it. Well, it was What's His Name, and his movies never make sense. At least usually never make sense. So, but yeah, the new one's great. So watch the
How
first one.
How do you know
one.
It's great? You haven't seen
I'm
it.
I'm saying the new original, and now the second one.
You don't
one,
even know what it's about.
I forgot it, but I remember liking it. I enjoyed it.
You said it's great.
Yeah, I liked
and
it.
And I ask you what it's about, and you don't know.
Yeah, it was really good.
But if I asked you about something you really liked, you would know. What's The Godfather about?
The Godfather.
No, what's it about?
He's a godfather. And his
No, he remembers
son.
You really liked it. That's fair.
Yeah, I liked it.
But he doesn't know what it's about.
He gets killed.
Forget, you know, important plot. But you remember you liked it a lot. That's fair.
He gets killed and his
well,
kids
you should
are
know
kinda,
what it's about.
His
if
kids
you
are vying him. For power, but then his right. oldest kid gets killed too.
Right.
That's as much as spice, and they're selling spice, and there's a good guys and bad guys, and they're trying to, you know, stop them
the
from
same.
Selling spice. And they've got all the, they're taking all the resources from the planet, and the poor people like Zendaya. You like her. You loved that show
sure.
that she was in, right? She's in it. You should watch it. That's enough now to make you watch it. She's a good guy. You'll like it.
And Ice Spice is in it.
No. Well, she might be, actually. I might not have recognized her at the time I saw that. I don't think I was familiar with her yet, but Zendaya's in it for sure. Zendaya?
I think Zendaya.
But you don't, Zendaya. Know, you don't really know what it's about.
I just told you what it's about. You watch it. I don't want to ruin it for you. You got to see what happens when you take spice. It's something
Sounds
else.
Sounds to me like a movie that you watch with your girlfriend. She really likes and you spend a lot of time on your phone not paying attention.
No, actually, I watched it before her.
Really?
She wasn't interested, yeah. She doesn't like sci-fi. I'm telling you, that's why I think maybe you'll like it. She's not a sci-fi person. Neither's really her sister. And her sister watched it on an iPad. And it totally hooked her. And she's the one who's been saying, we have to go see it this weekend. I'm like, okay, let's go. So my brother bought the tickets and we're going tomorrow.
Your brother dating your sister?
No. He just bought the tickets because he's dying to see it, too. He's like, are you guys going? Or
you guys
what?
Go
going?
A lot together. They go a lot together. Are they dating?
No. But he gets along really well with her,
just ask
her,
if they're dating.
Her family.
They're seeing each other.
They just like him a lot.
Because you guys are going to go to the, you know,
no, they just like
the movies
him a lot.
Together.
Her whole family likes him a lot. She likes him a lot.
Like how much?
Just like they, you know, we hang out a lot. He comes over.
Is he kind of dating her?
You know that's Lizzo's girl.
Well, I mean, I would clearly step away if your brother was
It's not his girl. It's not.
It's Lasso's girl.
I'm just saying it's not his girl. No, he's not interested.
Well, he's probably interested.
He's never said anything about it. He's interested in seeing the sequel. So that's what we're doing tomorrow, Independence. Okay. Be happy to see Independence. It's been a little while. No, I'm just kidding. It hasn't been that long probably since I've been to Independence. How long has it been since you've been to Independence? Yeah, that's where I'm going to see it.
I've ever been there.
You've been there.
Never need to.
You've been there. Oh, the Independence Event Center? You've missed every show there? You didn't go see Arcade Fire there?
I didn't.
Didn't go see the Mavericks play hockey and win games?
Okay, there you go. Don't need to go to Independence.
I went for the Mavericks.
Exactly.
Like when my kids were little.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That was the last time I went to Independence.
There you go.
That's good. Keep it that way.
I'm going tomorrow.
Well, good for you.
Well, have a good weekend, guys.
You too, man.
Good luck with those stock tips. Good, have some fun with your son.
Good shows and dias. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.